Good morning.
Have you ever had a busy morning when your things are just going every which direction? This morning is one of those. I'm not sure why. Maybe it's because we have communion and we have the ensemble and everything. But I have to tell you bad news and good news. I left here and I was going down to my office and I got in the elevator and the doors closed and it didn't go. Bad news. And I sat there. The worst news was I waited probably 20 or 30 seconds before I realized nothing was happening. I thought, this is bad. And then I realized I had pushed the up button and I was already up. So the good news is the elevator's fine. The pastor needs some work. By way of announcements, you see on the back of your bulletin some of the things going on. We've got a wonderful morning here with communion. The cover of the bulletin, we have fruit of the vine, which we are blessed to have. For announcements, the annual church conference, December 5th at 7 p.m. by Zoom. I don't know if you are aware, but I am required by church discipline to announce that a certain number of times, so I will be counting the number of times to try and remind you. If you have any questions on that, let us know. Any other announcements for the good of the order by way of special thanks we need to be aware of? Debbie Gunther, are you standing because you're waiting for the microphone? She is.
Thank you. Good morning. I just wanted to say another thank you for the crop fundraisers. I finally got a check from Applebee's, which was back in August, for $177. So thank you, everybody, for all the support for the crop fundraisers and walk.
Thank you. I'm trying to work on another technological glitch we got going on there. Sandy Tenney has an announcement, please.
I'm announcing that the Women's Society, the Women of Praise, are meeting Saturday at 10 o'clock in the parlor. All the women at Burton's are invited.
All right, women, come and join, come and join. If I've discovered that last Sunday when we canceled due to weather that we did not get everyone informed, if you came and weren't aware, let us know so that we can add ways to make sure that you're aware. It was an unforeseen and the very first snow of the year, and it happened to hit on the Sunday morning when it would have made it very icy and slick, so we decided to be prudent. Other announcements for good of the order, other things that we need to think about. United Methodist Church has open communion. That means all of you are welcome to come forward, whether you are members or not, whether you're visitors or not, whether you are young or old, you were invited to Christ's table, so we invite you. We will partake in our usual manner. I think everyone in here has communed at least once with us, so you are aware of that. If you are following along this morning by online, prepare some elements at home. You are able to take communion when we take communion, so please do that. Also, I guess that's another announcement for another time. Anything else for the good of the order? I think we may be ready to begin. Are we ready to begin? Stand and wave hello to one another. Let's turn to our call to worship.
Okay, you read the call to worship.
You do.
I didn't know that.
Well, you want me to do it and tell you?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
Yep. One is me?
Yep. Get a little closer. Get up next to
okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Brothers and sisters, join me gathering to worship our Lord God.
Lord,
join us as we stand in awe before you. We are surrounded by your works.
We are continually amazed
by your wonders of creation and nature. As we come in worship, we humble ourselves before the Master Teacher, our loving Lord.
We pray that you come among us, Lord, with your grace.
We are, Mark, would you help lead? I don't know that, this is not in the hymn, though. And so we're experimenting, but most of you are probably familiar with
Saints Go Marching In. That's going to make it tough.
When the Saints Go Marching In. Let's see if it works.
Hey, Mark, if you want to hold that microphone in your hand, be welcome, you know.
All right. It'll be an experiment for all of us, but bless Barbara for helping us put it all together. Let's see where we go.
Marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in,
oh, yeah,
yes, I will
be in that number
when the saints go marching in.
Oh, when the trumpet sounds its call, it's
You may be seated.
Let me jump in with you here a second. I have to tell you that
Tom's scared.
Well, this is new to Tom, and it's really one of the toughest scriptures I ever give out. So just give Tom, pray for him a little, pray for us all, but
a lot.
Listen, he'll do just fine. But well, glad that you stepped up and volunteered to be a liturgist for this morning.
Yeah.
So we'll gather together for hearing Joshua. Go ahead.
Okay. The scripture comes from Joshua 24:1-15. It's in the Pew Bible, Old Testament, number 205-206. When Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, "Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, long ago your ancestors Terah and sons Abraham and Nahor lived beyond the Euphrates and served our gods. When I took your father Abraham from beyond the lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Then I took your father Abraham from beyond the river and led him through all the land of Canaan and made his offspring many. I gave him Isaac, and to Isaac I gave him Jacob and Esau. I gave Esau to the hill country of Seir to possess. But Jacob and his children went down to Egypt. Then I sent Moses and Aaron, and I plagued Egypt with what I did in the midst. And afterwards I brought you out. When I brought your ancestors out of Egypt, you came to the sea, and the Egyptians pursued your ancestors with chariots and horsemen to the Red Sea. When they cried out to the Lord, he put darkness between you and the Egyptians and made the sea come upon them and covered them, and your eyes saw what I did to Egypt. Afterwards, you lived in the wilderness for a long time. I gave you land on which you had not labored and towns that you had not built, and you live in them. You eat the fruit of vineyards and olive yards, what you did not plant. Now therefore revere the Lord and serve him in certain sincerity and faithfulness. Put away the gods of your ancestors served beyond the river in Egypt and serve the Lord. Now if you're unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good job.
You did good.
I
have he did do good. By way of prayers and prayer concerns, on the back of your bulletin, you see some of our prayer concerns. If you had not heard on our prayer chain, we lost Bill Young. We lost Sue Anderchen. I did not know Sue that I'm aware of. But Bill, a lot of you recognize and remembering, and her daughters lifted, and they weren't sure if we knew her, but not only did we know her, but the Lord knew her and she knew the Lord. Amen? Prayer of concern, Don Boyles received word that he is not a candidate for a transplant, and that's a blow. That was a hard thing to hear. But God continues on. Don is strong. Don will be okay. Other concerns, we continue to hear of violence. We hear of the continued escalation in the Middle East. What other concerns do you have this morning that you might lift, that we might share them? Michael Richard Schneer, over here on your left.
Yeah, in addition to those that you named, we lost, not from this congregation presently, but a former congregant here, Helen Reasoner, passed away this week.
Helen Reasoner?
Reasoner, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Thank you for sharing that, Richard. Born and live and die and live again in Christ. That journey is a emotionally filled one as we continue. Renee, behind you, Michael.
Interesting passage today.
Pardon me?
Interesting passage today from the Old Testament. I think that we Hebrews, in case you don't know that, I'm a Hebrew, we Hebrews have forgotten that it is a gift from God, not that we should beat up the people that live there as well as the Israelis, but it is the same conflict that's been going on since that time.
Amen. Thank you, Renee, for helping us be aware of the conflict that's there. And perhaps the greatest challenge for humanity is figuring out how we live together. Instead of mine and yours, where is ours? And where is God's? Thank you, Renee. Other concerns? I don't see any others right off the top of my head. Let's turn to celebrations. Do you have celebrations you want to raise? I've got celebrations that go back a little bit. I have down here that Serenity, where did she go? She and Colleen have ducked out for a moment?
Apparently.
We'll wait until we embarrass them in a minute then. We did announce that Mark Doctor had a birthday on Halloween, didn't we?
He turned 18. I heard less of voices, but I couldn't understand any of. This is a terrible spot to hear, and my ears are old, so I apologize. November 15th, Alex and Audrey Byrne celebrating an anniversary, is that right? How many years do we know, Debbie?
Eleven or 12 years?
Okay, well, congratulations to them. By the way, also, Alex Burns has a birthday on Saturday, the 18th. He will be 31, according to this. I have down here that next Sunday, the November the 19th, Jeanette Boyles will have a birthday. Is that right? 2 weeks away. Okay, well, we'll announce it. She'll be 90 then, but, you know, don't get too excited about it yet. Got a long ways to go before not Tuesday and Sunday's celebration. Any others? Holly, please. Wait for the microphone, please.
But since we didn't have church last week, I know we talked about the week before, but my dad turned 91 on the 26th of October, and Caleb turned 6 last Sunday. When we didn't have church, so.
All right, amen. Thank you. Yeah, I think I announced you, Ron. Did I announce you 2 weeks ago? But yeah. Well, 91. Well, worth announcing 2 or 3 times. You earned that. Other celebrations. As I said, the good news is the elevator is working. Don, do you have something? Yeah. Hold on, let me get you the microphone. Don Boyles, please.
Yeah, we just celebrated my son's birthday, Travis, 42. That makes me old. And my grandson's birthday is on the 12th, and he'll be 14. 13. He's turning into a teenager.
Okay. Yeah. Tell me their first names again. Your son's name is?
Travis.
Travis, I knew that. And your grandson's name is?
Aiden.
I knew that too, if I'd had time to stop and think about it. Travis and Aiden both having birthdays. Oh, we got some more. Oh. Serenity, did you have a birthday? It was yesterday? Oh, I can't read. You're right. Next Saturday, are you going to have a birthday, Serenity?
No.
Yeah. You don't want to be 5? Caleb just had a birthday yesterday.
When we get older, we deny them, Serenity. At your age, we should celebrate them. 5 years old. Celebrate her. Happy birthday, Serenity. All right, other celebrations in our midst. Special things for the good of the order. Sandy Tenney has something. She's spoken once. I'm going to get
you. I know, but I want to tell you, you are 1 week ahead of yourself.
I know it. I'm completely discombobulated after last week's missing.
Oh, you're completely confusing me.
I'm skipping you? What did she say?
Confusing her.
I'm abusing her? Confusing.
Confusing.
We're going to have to do sign language and semaphore. I'm confusing Sandy. Sandy, I'm the one that's confused, dear, so thank you very much.
All birthdays have now been rescinded. All
right. It's too bad we don't have fun during worship. You know, pause and think about that a moment. As we think about everything going on in the world, we can get pretty glum and pretty dark, and it seems like things are worse than they've ever been in lots of different ways. And God gives us laughter, gives us each other, gives us gifts and graces and blesses us, and we need to see both. We need to see both as gifts of God. Amen? Amen. All right. All right. If there are no other prayers of concern or celebration or confusion, let's turn to our unison prayer. You find it printed in your bulletin. We believe it'll be on the screen as well. Let us read responsively. Hear us as we pray, O Lord. Lord, our concerns are many. You have heard them as we have lifted them aloud. You have heard them in the silence in our prayers to you. Amidst your concerns, we celebrate the joys we receive from you, the joys of our lives, our homes, our families, our church, and our daily bread. Lord, nudge us to be aware of those less fortunate. Lord, guide us to be a closer walk with thee. Amen. I invite you to a time of silent meditation in preparation for prayer. Living, creating, loving, giving, carrying, nurturing God. We pause to acknowledge all that you are, the maker of all out of chaos. And this morning we ask you to guide us through the chaos that seems to be all around us. We give you thanks that regardless of what might be happening, you are still God, you are still master of all things. And that we can turn to you and celebrate you, follow you, and give you thanks. There are times when our wishes are not met, our prayers are not answered. There are times when we feel lost and adrift in a storm. But the feelings of detachment from you come from us and not you. You reach out to us. You are there for us. You carry us. You bless us in the good times. And you hold us in the hard times. Ours is not a Garden of Eden. Ours is not a life of ease. Except for your love. Help us turn to you, Lord, and realize all that we do receive from you, all the blessings we do have, and I'll acknowledge how much we owe you in thanks. As we're gathered here, we ask your blessing upon us gathered and upon those who are not here. We ask your blessing upon those who are joining us virtually, who have their concerns, and you know them, and you are with them. We give you thanks. We lift prayers for brothers and sisters caught up in wars that were not their making, children of yours who are being injured, evils that are being perpetrated. Help us know when we are able to do something, where we might help. Help us always be prayerful. Help us always turn to you and follow your guiding light. Lord God, as we've come before you, we've prayed. We pray openly, we pray silently. We pray with our brothers and sisters, and we join all Christians together in the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we turn to our offertory, we give you thanks for the way that you continue to support the ministries of the church, that we are able to keep our doors open, to keep the heat on. And we invite the ensemble to come forward as they provide their musical piece, Immortal Invisible.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Please stand if you're able to. One of the scribes came near and heard them disputing with one another, and seeing that he had answered them well, he asked him, "What commandment is the first of all?" Jesus answered, "The first is, 'Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and all your strength. The second is, you shall love your neighbors as yourself. There is no other commandments greater than these.'" The word of the Lord. Yeah.
Time for the kids to come lead us and to get do our VBS song. If you're comfortable standing for that, and get a little bit of aerobic exercise. All you big kids, all you little kids, everybody come on forward. They just keep coming. Amen. If you need a shower, we can get those in a minute. But you may be seated. Stephanie Bo, in there somewhere, Pi has the confession. Can you get us to that? If you were following along in your hymnals, turn to page 13, or it should be on the screen here in a moment. Page 12. Are these guys good or what? Paya is ill this morning, but they're filling in, doing a good job. Prayers for Paya. She got a cold. Our gathering for worship, our gathering to come to the Lord's table,
rightly includes a confession. Let's read this responsibly. Let's read together. Merciful God, we confess that we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have failed to be an obedient church. We have not done your will. We have broken your law. We have rebelled against your love. We have not loved our neighbors, and we have not heard the cry of the needy. Forgive us, we pray. Free us for joyful obedience through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You can go back to the sermon page. Know that you are forgiven, that God's forgiveness comes to those who request, who seek it earnestly in their hearts, and we are grateful. I had some hooligans come into my house the other night. It was awfully cute. I love Halloween. Did you have anybody have any guests? I had three little girls and one's gathering, and they came to the door, and I opened the door, and they looked at me and stuck their bags out. And I started filling their bags, and I got about halfway through, and I said, "Aren't you supposed to say something?" And in perfect chorus, they said, "Thank you." They had been coached in most of the letter G for that evening. But after that night, after the hooligans, after all of the goblins and ghosts and all that had run amok, All Saints Day, the saints triumphed in light. And this is All Saints. Actually, the 5th would have been our All Saints Sunday. It would have been our gathering to be able to stop and recognize the saints that have gone before us, and even the saints in our midst. We gather with them, we think about them, we focus on them, and know the blessing that they have been. My heart breaks for people who have grown up without a saint to mentor them. Think of that a moment. Think of some who are in such destitute states and how we can be Christ's people to those. But those saints who have gone before, think of those who have been saints to you. What made them saints? What did they do to become saints? Nothing. We are saved but by the grace of God. God's grace is an amazing gift to us, and that is the way we get there. We do have things that we should be doing. We do have things that we should be about. What is our job? What is it we should be doing day to day? The title of the sermon is spelled out for us. The 10 Commandments. I knew a fella in a previous church, and for him, the most important thing in faithfulness was coming to church dressed in a shirt, coat, and tie on Sunday. That was the pivotal point. That was the core of what God expected of him and what it was right to do to be faithful. And boy, he did not have any, not forgiveness of all for anyone who didn't make it. And intriguingly, we lived in a farming community. Burns is more of an urban church. You're not aware of that. But in rural communities where agriculture is so important, you work all year long to bring about a crop. You nurture it. You fertilize it. You stir the soil. You care for it. You do everything. And then you pray that when it is ripe, that at the right moment, the weather does not prevent you from being able to harvest it. And if that happens to be on a Sunday, you harvest. It's one of those things that's one of my good friends who was a farmer back there. He says, "I'm sorry I missed you last week, Pastor." He said, "I was praying from my combine, And I said, I know you were. He knew that he was missing church, but he knew that he had a lot of families to feed. Families feed the world. I need to give them thanks for that. Amen? All right. So is that one of the Ten Commandments, the most important one? Jesus and his disciples got in trouble. They were accused of being improper because they picked grain on the Sabbath. That was deemed work. Harvesting was work. Picking grains was work. And so they were criticized for doing work on the Sabbath. The Ten Commandments, that one commandment prohibited them. And Jesus helped unpack that and said, the Sabbath is made for us. We are not made for the Sabbath. It is a gift to us to stop, to take a moment, to take some time, to find ourselves, to center ourselves, to stop being awash in the world all around us and all the agendas, all the things we have to do, and all the things and checklists and that we should get done. A time to stop and sit with God. Maybe that happens on the Sabbath. Maybe that's on a Saturday. Maybe that's on a Sunday. For me, this last, since COVID really, has been in Thursdays. How many of you think of a Sabbath on a Thursday? I'm learning to do it better and better. So what though, if that's not the most important of the Ten Commandments, what is the most important one? It's like parenting. I did not get a manual. I'm kind of winging it the best I can, but I didn't get a manual on the feed and care and feeding of the daughters. We do our best with God's help. Poor Tom, I hadn't gotten to be a liturgist ever before, and I hit him with Joshua 24. That's a long scripture, and in fact, I cut the middle portion out. It was all of the different Amorites and Hittites and all of the other tribes that were here that Renee pointed out who were residents before the Hebrews arrived. At any rate, you did a great job, Tom. Again, thank you. But that passage ends with Joshua asking the people, which God are you going to serve? Today you need to pick. But he goes on and says, but as for me and mine, we shall serve the Lord. So what's that mean? He says, put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt and serve the Lord today. We need to think about that more and more often because we do get caught up serving other gods. Gods of politics, gods of social settings, gods of language and culture, and gods of nationality, and gods of attire. Our teenagers today are pulled and torn by so many different things that seem to be the most important thing. Serving the Lord sits there in the center. So what's our job? True story, I had a roommate years ago, college, and he was a heck of a character. He had done everything there was. He had been a juggler for a while and made his living as a juggler. When I knew him, he was a waiter, which really fit in there. Several years later, I found out that he had joined the fire department, City of Grand Junction. Pretty significant department, pretty good area. And I thought, how in the world did he get a job as a firefighter? But I mean, he was a hard worker, there was no question. But I found out that on one of his first calls, they had a grass fire that was coming down across Orchard Mesa. Boy, they sent out everybody they could get because we saw how a grass fire can invade an urban area. The worst destruction in Colorado history, right here in the Denver metro area. What are they calling it? The Marshall Fire. Thank you. Thank you. Senior moment there. But everybody and his uncle went out, and they got all the trucks they could get out, and they're all out there working, and it was mayhem, and they're working off county roads, and they're rushing about, and this friend of mine, who had just become a fireman, It was all the confusion. He stopped and started directing traffic. There were a lot of cars backed up because of the fire trucks and the hoses and everything, so he decided to direct traffic. They had to take him aside and point out, you're a firefighter. Fires are what you do. What's your job? What is the job supposed to be? Ours is to serve the Lord. And they asked Jesus, which of those commandments is the most important one? Stephanie, I think you've got a slide there. I put up the Shema. Did I say it right, Renee? Shema, Jewish prayer. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall serve the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, everything, your money, your time, your place, your energy, your very core of being. You shall serve God. That's what he was quoting as the Shema. And he points that out and he narrows it down and he focuses us with all your heart. In one of his other quotes in Luke, he says, and you'll know where your heart is by where your treasure is. Think about that a moment. Where you treasure something and where you spend your most energy, time, and money, there is your treasure, your heart. This is not a stewardship sermon. This is a sermon about what is our job? What are we supposed to be about? And as Jesus is trying to explain to us, and he's trying to bring cultures forward and help peoples that have learned certain ways of being in the world, he's helping them reorient. The Jewish laws, the books of the laws, he doesn't negate those. The Ten Commandments, he doesn't discount those. But all of those are secondary to focusing on giving your all to God. Which of these is the most important? I give you a commandment, he said. I give you a commandment now. And this steps forward from all the past covenants that have been made in prior times. I give you a covenant that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, love one another. By this, anyone will know that you are my disciples, if you love one another. Of course, somebody asked him, what is it? Who's my neighbor? And he responded with the story of the Good Samaritan. One of the hated Samaritans is the most faithful. And love, that's not like, gosh, I love these new shoes I'm wearing. They're just so comfy. Gosh, I just love that new TV show that just came out. It just tickles the snot out of me. This is the kind of love that you have for your most beloved. I hope all of you have those beloveds in your lives, those ones in which your heart resides. And that's the kind of love that we are to have for each other. So he's spelling it out for us. It's straightforward. There is no question. This is what we are to do from the core of our being, is to care for all others. And I think if you think about that, if we are able to do that, all of the rest of the commandments, everything else just falls into place, because you will do the right thing with your beloveds. Just as I have loved you, he says. And now we turn to communion, where he shows us, by gathering at the table, invites us to be a part of his family and feeds and nurtures us, his love for us. I invite Pastor Fellow Touts, join me as we are preparing for communion. If you will pause while we set up. When I first came to Burns, I met this man, and I thought, what a character. And I was right, but what a blessing. And it's been a blessing to be able to serve with him, and to learn from him, to grow with him, and to share the most holy meal with him as we share it with you. Because in gathering for communion, we are about gathering with our family. And the Tongans are continuing to teach us if we'll learn. We're very slow students. We tend to rush and follow the clock and hurry with our schedules and our agendas and rush everywhere instead of stopping and celebrating one another, the food before us, waiting for the coconut to fall, celebrating life and life vitally. May that be the gift that we learn from each other. Because Christ gathered everyone, it was a Passover feast, and he gathered all of his disciples, and he gathered them around the table, and he instituted this by taking the bread, and he picked it off the table, and he lifted it, and he gave thanks to God for the bread, and he broke it. And he said, "This is my body broken for you. Take and eat. Do this as often as you gather in my name. Take and eat. Remember, Jesus, real body." After the meal was almost done, he turns to the last cup on the table and he picks it up and he gives thanks to God for the cup. And then he passes the cup to all of his disciples and to all of us and says, "Drink from this, all of you. All of us together, share together. Making us one peoples gathered. Do this as often you drink it in remembrance of me." So we are called to that. We are invited to that. We celebrate that. Let us partake of the Lord's meal. Amen? Amen.
Partake.
Thank you.
I did not ask if we missed anyone. I don't see any. What a blessing to have the young people among us. Amen. Thank you, parents, for the courage and for your joining us. Let's stand for our closing hymn, Make Me a Channel of Your Peace. It's in The Faith We Sing, number 2171. One of these days, I'm going to leave it off and just go. It's been an interesting Sunday. We've made mistakes. We've had glitches. And yet God is with us. God is good. All the time, God is good. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may we go out and share that good news. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Let's join hands and sing our closing. Jesus' people said, Amen. Amen.